Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
We have to.
I don't want to do it, Anthony.
We have so many people depending on us.
I don't want to do it.
We have became a Thursday fix. They need us.
I don't want to do it, man. I'm telling you right now, bro. I do not. I hate starting the show off on bad notes. I hate it, but I'm in that mood today.
You know what's worse than that?
What?
Walking in on bad notes.
I don't want to do it. See, here's the thing. We promote Fat Guy Radio Show as a place where people can escape the realities and the harshnesses of their world.
Yeah, we totally do.
Well, unfortunately, I have my reality and my harshnessness of the world in today. I can't tell you when was the last time I have been as pissed off as I was today.
I don't know. Have you been pissed off that bad while we've been on the show?
Not while you've been on the show.
Then it's been a while.
It's definitely been a while. It's been a long, long while.
I think it comes into season.
Here's the thing. We are a very small network.
Yes,
wouldn't you
we
say
are.
That, Anthony?
We are very small okay. And very tight.
Very tight. Yeah. And when we...
Well, some of us are small.
Some of us are tight.
And some are big.
I'm not. Thank you, Lip.
Like Corey, he's big.
I appreciate
it.
Don't stoke the fire. You know what I've been through today. Don't make me turn this hose on you.
Don't make me hose you down.
Don't make me turn this hose on
you. Wait, you're going to turn your hose while he blows?
I will turn.
I ain't blowing nothing.
I will turn my hose. Because we are a
small. Unless it's a candle for my birthday cake. Jesus.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me. That's all. That's Lady K off the Twitter. Lady K, I'll hit it just for you, even though D-Tay's not here.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
You can hear his mental instability with those lines.
You really can.
Yeah.
So because we are a small unit here, no pun intended. When we have things that, I'll put it this way. $20 affects our bottom line.
Yes, it does.
$20, a couple of dollars affects our bottom line. So when the network and the few people that are behind what we do, when they approve us to do something, when they approve us to do something like spend an enormous amount of money, it doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
And there are times where we have to really push to get things done, where we depend on other companies.
Yes.
That we don't put thousands and thousands and tens of, we're not CBS
That's
Radio.
That's not our budget.
That's not what we do. Mm-mm. So when we have a certain thing that we get the green light to take care of, mm-hmm. when that doesn't happen the way that it's supposed to happen because of the lackluster operations of another company, it really puts a damper on the entire operation of BDB Radio Network.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I don't like doing is having to scramble last minute because of other people's inability to commit.
Bingo. Now, this is one thing. I'm going to give you a ding for that, Anthony, because you're right on spot.
Yeah.
This is one thing. I don't expect, and when I went on the show and I raved about Cox Communications, I said, I don't expect them to come and repair my refrigerator.
Mm-mm.
I don't expect them to come and clean my carpet.
No.
I expect them to do the one thing that they said they would do, provide me TV and internet service at my home. That's it.
Yeah, that's simple. Just two things.
That's just those two things that they're in business to do. So when we encounter a company that can't follow through with the one thing they say that they're going to do, it makes everything else go awry.
Yes, it
Give does. You a little bit more background on where I'm going with this, because I'm going to not attack a company because I know that they are listening right now. I know that Heather is listening
We
got Nate. I know she's listening right now because I've been communicating with her all day from the major F up by the organization she works for.
Yes.
And you know what? And you know what, Heather? Don't take it personally because it's not your fault. You didn't do it personally. She just tried to put the fire out.
Okay, so she's been there trying to make everything go right then?
She was trying to hose you down.
She was trying to hose the big brother down so that I don't come on my show and ass rape this organization.
Wow.
God.
Because that's exactly what I feel that they did to us, to my show, to Fat Guy Radio Show. On the 17th,
we
have one of the biggest events of the year so far.
That is close to the end of the year.
That is close to the end of the year, so I don't think it's going to get much bigger than this. The biggest event, and I'm talking about the Vapor Dynasty Expo.
Yes.
For us to do the Vapor Dynasty Expo, we needed to expand our equipment.
Yeah, we did.
To be able to put on a good show, a quality show, and to be able to be represented properly.
Yeah.
We're going to be on one of the largest stages in Phoenix, which is the Phoenix Convention Center. There are not many people that don't buy a ticket that get the opportunity to do what we're given the opportunity to do, which is broadcast live from the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center.
Yeah, and a lot of people may not know, but when you even something that may seem small to some people,
right?
There is a lot of planning, a lot of equipment. It's recheck after recheck, even up to the last second. You are scrambling to make sure everything's good. So it's a lot.
When we take our time, and when I take my time, and even Lady K on Twitter can testify to the fact that I've been a little bit more distance on Twitter because I've been focused and hyper-focused on prepping this show for the 17th.
Yes.
Okay? So what we have to do is that because we are not a manufacturer of this equipment, mm-hmm. we're not a Shure manufacturer, which are the microphones that we're talking into. We're not a webcam manufacturer. We have to go to other companies and purchase that equipment. And because we're so small in operation, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yes.
But our operation is smaller compared to CBS Radio, Viacom, whatever those other big
who
radio networks
several
are.
Several layers of executives and then millions, middle management.
Millions of dollars accessible. We have to take those little dollars that we do have and invest them in the right equipment, and we have to invest them with companies that we know have the reputation to provide the essentials to do what we do.
Yeah, which is to give our best that we can provide. 100%.
Exactly.
One of those companies is Adorama.
Oh.
Oh.
And Adorama has caused my heartache from this morning when I got the original email.
What time?
I'll go in. I'll give you the time.
Okay,
I'll give you the details
for this.
I know you want the details because if I'm going to take a company out, I'm going to make sure that I have all my details in place. Because you know what? I also tweeted out that I want all of the podcasters out there, the upcoming podcasters, those that are just starting their network, I invited them to listen to this show. Because when you have the operational size that we have, every moment counts, every dollar counts. So when we come across a company that is not going to be able to fulfill the duties that they said that they were going to do,
yeah,
after they have taken your money, you want to spread the word.
It is a legally binding contract.
We want to make sure that no one else experiences what I've experienced all day today. So this morning, I'm trying to find the email here because I got a whole lot of emails back and forth from the company all day today.
Did this come before or after breakfast?
This came before breakfast.
That would totally destroy your day.
That was probably where it started. Oh, yeah. It's in the other email. So I get this email at 6:10 a.m.
Oh, wow.
6:10 a.m. that says, uh-oh, something has gone wrong with your order.
Okay.
And it gives the order number, and it's from Adorama.
Wow.
More than a camera store.
Yeah.
Something has gone wrong with your order. We use PayPal for a lot of our business transactions because PayPal is a very reliable system.
Yes, it is.
They somehow screwed up the PayPal invoicing,
oh,
which caused our order to stop being shipped.
Wait, do they have the money, though?
They do, but they said they didn't.
Oh, okay.
So I see this, and it's got this big, huge red alert that showed up at the top of the email.
Reeks, look at me.
It's huge. Red alert that says, oh, my God, something has happened to your order, And I hope you have, what is the word that it used? I hope you have a way to fix this or something of that nature.
Wait, it's telling you to fix it.
Yeah. Telling me that there's been a problem, but we hope you have the resolution.
Oh, wow.
Is partial.
You know what the resolution
I'm paraphrasing.
Is? Fix it.
Yeah, resolution is fix it. The resolution is that we ordered over almost $500 worth of equipment from this company.
Yeah.
$500 for B2B Radio Network is 2 years worth of work. That is 2 years of ad sales and money that we have to move. Folks, there's no secret. We're not pulling in thousands of dollars. Nobody in this room is collecting a salary to do this show.
Yeah, we haven't hit that
$50,000
commercial.
Philippius steals pennies spots from me just to steal gumballs out of the gumball machine that a listener was so happy to donate to us. That's how.
What happened to the dime that I had over here?
I took that and I got myself a gumball.
Oh, come on.
So Adorama, to make a long story short at the opening of this, and I want all of you upcoming podcasters and upcoming radio folks to hear me and hear me well, because this is a warning to you. Choose your companies and your suppliers carefully.
Yes.
Read up on them. The first time, we've never dealt with Adorama, but I went online. They had the equipment that we needed, the equipment that has been suggested, and that was one of the reasons why I went to them. What I should have did was a little bit more detailing work. The package that we ordered from them, the almost $500 amount that we ordered from them, took me a week and a half to research, because there's so many intricate pieces to this rig that they're all sold separately, and I had to do a lot of research to make sure that all of those pieces fit together.
Which is not easy.
Which you don't, because the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to spend all that money and then the pieces arrive and then they don't fit.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that they can do. So what I decided to do is, yes, Lady K off the Twitter, that is the company that saved the day. And if you have a contact, please send me that information. I won't mention that company yet, but yes, Lady K off the Twitter. For those of you, you can tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show if you want to have a throw in. Adorama is not a company that I would recommend anybody go to.
Now, I wouldn't.
You can make your own decisions on what suppliers you're going to use. That's up to you. But from my experience, and this is not slander, because this is what I experienced personally, because the network charged me to make sure that this equipment is in.
Yeah.
They gave me the authority to do it, and I'm not going to even get into the fact on how much egg is on my face when I had to fire off emails and say, hey, the equipment that we were expecting to be in the studio today is not going to arrive, and I can't tell you why, that they claim something went wrong with the PayPal, they claim that something went wrong with the order, and then they turn on and claim that half of the main piece of the equipment that we ordered was on back order and won't be shipped until November.
So When did they find that out?
I guess all this morning. The light came on for Adorama, and all this morning they decided to tell me all of this. So this is what I'll say. Choose your suppliers very carefully.
Yes.
Talk to other people in the industry. Like Lady K is just like off the Twitter. Off the Twitter right now, James F. just suggested the same company that Lady K suggested. Thank you, James. Pick your suppliers carefully, because we are now a week away from this show, and we have no equipment.
We have to test.
And it's not as easy to pull the curtain back. It's not as easy as like when you get a DVD player in the mail from Amazon. You get it, you plug it in, and you go. No, there are manipulations that have to happen. There are security measures that have to happen.
Safety.
There's prep. There's safety. There's making sure that you have everything, and you need to have a window of time. Philippius and the production team needs to make sure that they can manipulate and do what they have to do with all of this equipment to make sure it works and we can put forth a perfect product on the 17th. That's the number one thing we have to do. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. So when we have a company that doesn't come through and pull some bull-ass reason that something went wrong with our PayPal transaction for a company like ourselves that has more than enough room, if you will, to take care of what we need to take care of, it sets us back. So now Adorama has moved every plan that took me over a week to put together, has moved me back to square one, minus the fact that we ordered this at the beginning of October, and now it's the 8th of October.
So over a week.
So we're boned. Yeah. We're boned at this point until other suppliers who saw my tweet replied back to me and said, hey, what did they do wrong? Let us try to fix it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So great. You know what? So those so Adorama's competitors swooped right in to take our business. They want our money. They want to send us the equipment. They want to rush it. Now, to Adorama's credit and to Heather, who I've been emailing back and forth, she replied to me on Twitter. She said, email me. Allow me to try to fix this. She tried. She tried. But Philippius, you know me. I am a quick burn candle.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to, she offered the fact that all of the equipment would be in our studios by next Thursday, which is too late.
Yeah.
She offered a discount code, and she offered to cover the shipping cost. But the damage, and this was my reply to her, I'm paraphrasing, the damage was done.
Yeah, we have to still practice.
I cannot trust this company to even go through what Heather offered. I can't do it. No. Now, I hope Heather sticks around and becomes a listener of the show, because me and her spent a whole lot of time together. And then she got a little pushy on Twitter, and then I blasted right back to her. And I said, you're really starting to irritate. You're really starting to piss me off here, lady. Chill. You know, roll it back a little bit. My world does not stop for your company's F up. Mm-hmm. You know, and I did. And then, of course, the B2B Radio Network people, I get the little emails. Corey, you're on Twitter. Calm down. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you be careful. It's a persona. Blah, blah, blah. F stick. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank God for PR.
Thank God for PR, because they're trying to do. You know what? And this is what I'll say to our PR little people. Don't put me in a box. When I need to express myself, I express myself. I'm an overly emotional, expressive person. That is the reason why I have this effing show, because that's what I do. If you don't want me to express myself and tell people how I'm feeling at that moment, shut my Twitter down. That's what I'll say. Everybody in the network can go screw themselves. They're going to try to put me in a box. That's what I'll say. And this might be my last show, but damn it, that's exactly how I feel.
Well, if it's this show, you can't take it back.
This show wouldn't be what it is if I didn't express myself. Mm-mm. People want to hear what's going on. It ain't all roses, peaches, and cream on the other side of this microphone. I'm telling you that right now. It ain't that pretty.
It really
isn't. So Adorama, it's over. You're not getting any more money. We're not making an attempt to reorder the issue, because I can't put the trust that you're going to be able to ship the equipment in order to get here. And shipping it by Thursday is not going to be quick enough, because all of that equipment, I paid extra, $40 extra, for it to get here in 1 to 3 business days. $40 more than the free shipping that I could have got, but it took me that long to put the package together. No, it's not going to happen. Heather, you tried to save it, but you also stoked the fire in the same time. And you know what? I'm out. It's not going to happen. So all you podcasters out there, find and research your suppliers carefully. Don't get screwed, because now I'm behind the eight ball, because I got a show that's on the 17th where those people are looking, and Vapor Dynasty is looking for us to come out there and do a very good show. And then I got a sponsor that is gracious enough to invite us out there, that is covering the cost for us to be on that floor. And now I'm behind the eight ball because I'm the weakest link. And the one thing that I don't like is that I don't like being the weakest effing link. I am Corey Mother Effing Blaze. And when you mess with me and you screw up Adorama, I am going to tell thousands of people. And don't worry, I will blog about this on After the Levels, so I can put all the details up there, because you screwed up, and you know you screwed up, and even though you tried to make it right, the damage was already done. So with that being said, research your suppliers, make sure you know what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
And for the love of Jesus, don't give them second chances when they screw up the first time. They make an they give you the expectations that they're going to supply you with equipment. That's what you hold them to. And when they don't meet those expectations, you let their asses go.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
They're for the apple bob later on.
Well, that is just great!
Jeez, I thought I was going to be the wicked witch. Here. Why aren't you getting ready for your party?
I'm not going, okay? I don't even like Marcy Michelson or any of your little snotty friends anyway.
So you didn't get invited?
Who said I wasn't invited?
I'm just guessing.
Hey, we can always use a couple more bodies at the old haunted Ranchero. Even if they are alive.
Forget about it, okay? I'm not interested.
Hey, just because you got your evening ruined doesn't mean you have to go ahead and ruin mine.
I hate Halloween.
Oh, you don't even know what Halloween is.
Well, why don't you not tell me about
okay,
it?
I won't. Halloween is the one night of the entire year where the veil is lifted between the living and the dead. And the dead return from hell to walk the earth. And we have to dress up like ghosts and goblins and stuff to fake out the evil spirits, or else they might carry us back to hell with them.
So why do the dead people come back?
For the candy! There's no chocolate in hell. That's why it's hell. Well, I have some chocolate, but it's really crummy chocolate. Like, it doesn't have any caramel or nougat. It doesn't have any creamy center or almonds. Do you want to go and get dressed, or do you just want to go straight to hell?
Live from the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Heard in 79 countries with over 360,000 downloads, it's Fat Guy Radio Show for October 8th, 2015. Here in Studio G, buying tickets to go swimming with Justin Bieber and Bora Bora. It's your funniest internet radio, worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. All one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7. Or email us directly at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Today's show is brought to you by the aforementioned Vapor Dynasty Expo. Next Saturday, Lip!
Yeah, baby!
Next Saturday is Phoenix's biggest e-cig and vape expo, October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. If you're a vapor, you want to, or you'll want to be at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. This electrifying three-day event will include presentations by leading vape industry professionals, prizes and giveaways, contests, and more. October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Get your weekend passes now by clicking the Vapor Dynasty Expo banner on our website or simply going to VaporDynastyExpo.com. Bring your e-cigs with you. Vaping is allowed. We will be there hanging in the Halo Cigs booth on the 17th, taping a live show at 11 a.m. Come by, let us meet you, and see all the latest in e-cig technology. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 16th through the 18th. Get your tickets on our website or at VaporDynastyExpo.com. Yes, Anthony, everybody just saw you shake your hair out. Well, I apologize for going long on that intro, but you know what? I've been sitting on those feelings all day. And the first thing Anthony said to me when the mics got keyed off, he said, "Do you feel better?"
Yeah. I swear, I thought I was in the room with somebody bipolar.
Oh, my God. You don't understand how hard how difficult that is. So I know we're going to have a hard break here in about 5 minutes, but I'll just go ahead and address this. I am wearing a tie today.
Yeah,
and yes, there's a couple of you on Twitter that were saying, "Corey, you're wearing a tie." Yes, I'm wearing a tie. This tie was a gift, and I know it's kind of hard to see, but it is a breast cancer awareness tie.
Yeah, they were looking like
it's
ribbon.
It's the Susan G. Komen Knots for Hope, benefiting Knots for Hope. And this was a gift from a dear listener, and they sent it. And I said, you know what? I will definitely wear it on the show because we did a little tie bit a while back where, Anthony, I think this was prior to your time, but we did a tie
bit. Yeah, I'd never been on that.
Yeah, where we just all wore ties for no apparent reason. Just to see if anybody would, you know, notice about it. But yes, I am wearing the breast cancer awareness. Now, nobody in my family has been through breast cancer, but I know a lot of people that have. Mm-hmm. So I'm wearing this for them and all the breast cancer survivors. Now, I would prefer to have a pancreatic cancer tie because I think that is one of the lesser known cancers.
Yes, it is. It's very, very deadly.
Yeah, and it's very deadly. And I wish that we had as much passion behind pancreatic cancer as we do breast cancer. Philippius, you and I know of a gentleman that attended the church that we attended that passed away from pancreatic cancer. And so I wish there was a little bit more support behind that as much. But for breast cancer, it's all deadly.
And so I'm wearing a breast cancer awareness tie on today's show just to show my love.
And the pancreatic cancer is actually purple, the color.
Is it purple?
Yeah, that's what you...
Yeah, yeah.
Yahoo's so telling me.
I would love to, I would love to have one of those ties as well. But yes, I am wearing a tie for today's show, which is, you know, I also have I'll probably have a job interview at CBS Radio after telling the network to...
And then they hear how you talk bad about them and all their money.
I'm going to go get a job at Adorama is what I'm going to do. But and you know what? It was so funny because on the show notes today, I listed down. I didn't get a chance to hang out fully with the Full Court Press Radio boys on Monday night.
Oh,
they
you
take
did
their
it?
Show on Monday. No, because I'm still not feeling 100%.
Okay.
And I still got some medical issues going on. And I can't tell you how many pills I'm taking right now. And like I'm on a water pill. And it's just like, it's like, well, what happened?
I heard a door slam out there.
I heard a ghost.
Can you go check and see what's going on? Since
can I check?
Please
I
do.
Like ghosts.
Since
not like
we
that.
Have,
I mean, we're not going to be friends.
Since we have, we're in this building by ourselves and I don't know what's going on. And I just love how all of you guys just sat there and just started giggling at yourself instead of investigating what the hell is going on outside the studio, knowing that we're in here by ourselves.
Come and get me.
We will come and get you. Please go check down the hallway to see what the hell is going on. Did I drop an F-bomb? Is that why you're writing that down?
Anthony might have said something.
Because I'm just going and I'm just sitting here trying to do a show. And you
and
guys...
everybody starts flaring their arms everywhere.
And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And I'm just completely taken out of the show right now. And I need to know what is going on down the hall. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Oh, anyways.
I was getting ready going to the fact that the Full Court Press Radio boys think that I'm intimidating.
They're little girls.
I don't think that I'm that intimidating.
I don't see you intimidating.
Do you think I'm intimidating?
Nope, not at all.
Of course. Well, you
I see you as a little sissy boy.
As a little emotional pansy boy.
Yep, little city sissy boy.
A little pussified city boy is there what I tell go. Myself all the time. It's a pussified city boy. Is there? Yes. Okay.
I don't know.
Nothing's going on out there.
No.
All right.
No, I think it might have just been.
Well,
all right, well, okay.
It might have been an air pressure situation.
All right, so don't worry about it. So it was air pressure or some clinky-clinky because I didn't hear anything. I have noise-canceling headphones on, and you both freaked me out.
Well, we don't.
So nothing's going on outside the studio, even though we're here by ourselves.
I think it was a bat hit the window. I don't know.
All right.
No, it was loud, but it came around here, so I don't know.
All right. All right.
Better not be bringing your friend to the studio.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, so do you think I'm intimidating, Anthony?
Really? You come in, you're like, Anthony, and you try and be stern. You cannot do that. And then what do? I always laugh.
You do the opposite.
Yeah, right? I just laugh.
But
so
you laugh.
Not
at,
really.
I could tell you that my grandmother slipped on a banana and blew her hip out and died a horrible, tragic death, and you'd laugh just like you did. And Lip does it too. It's your thank you, Lady K, off the Twitter. I'm not intimidating at all.
No. You're cuddly.
I didn't say you're intimidating either.
I just want to feed you and pet you like a panda.
I'm not a panda. Now I'm a Chinese panda.
You're one of the rare ones. You're all black.
I'm a red Chinese panda.
He's a hippopotamus.
You guys can
Yeah, that's kind of true.
You guys can just. So I'm not intimidating, but it was funny because the sports boys, before I bailed out, the sports boys were saying that I was intimidating, and then also they say that Philippius is the most untouchable one in the entire network.
Oh, yeah, that's because he's strange. Get close enough.
No, because they say that he is my right hand, so no one will ever say anything bad about Philippius.
Oh, wait, with your right hand. So when you're alone, which hand do you use? Is your left or right?
Let's go to break, Anthony. God almighty.
I wanted to know.
Let's take a break. We're up on a hard break. When we get back, we're going to talk about it because it's the biggest thing. We're going to hear Anthony scream a whole lot. Justin Bieber's wiener, his wiener breaks the internet.
Wait, I don't think it's that big to break it.
And Burger King burgers are turning your poop green. All right, we'll be right back on whole crap. I'm supposed to play a break right here, aren't I, Liv?
You probably are.
You guys threw me all out of my rhythm here. So.
No, your friend did.
Alright, we'll be right back. Lady K loves you, by the way, Lip. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Oh
Phoenix Vape community and friends, come hang with your favorite internet radio show at the Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17th, 2015. We'll be broadcasting live from the Halo 6 booth on the floor of the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix. Come meet Philippius, DT, Anthony, and of course, I'll be there, Corey Blaze. We'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and see what you're vaping with. The Vapor Dynasty Expo is open to the public. Come out and learn about the new, exciting, and growing industry that is electronic cigarettes. Arizona's premier e-cig and vapor expo. Single day passes $10. Weekend passes $14. Reserve your spot now at VaporDynastyExpo.com or click the banner on our website. Hang with us, your boys from Fat Guy Radio Show and our buddies from Halo Cigs at the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Can't wait to meet you. Vapor Dynasty Expo, October 17, 2015.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring
why do we always cut her off?
It's because you're horrible.
Did I point too soon?
Yeah.
All right. Stop the music. We can't do Lady K like that. Stop the music. We'll do it again.
Stop.
We'll take this out in editing. All right.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
Oh, that was slow.
That was horrible. Now you were slow. We got to get it right. Stop the music. Stop the music. Come on. All right. Now, make sure that we can hear it.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We're coming back for commercial.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hey, back to
we don't mess up.
Never. We got the power to edit.
That never happened. What happened, Anthony?
Nothing happened.
I don't know. Who's on first? Who's on second? I don't know. Who's on third? This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. At FatGuyRadioShow.com.
We're all being roofied.
/Amazon. I need a roofie.
His friend roofied us.
We can't stress enough about how we need you to do all your online shopping at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon button on our website. Amazon is a single number one way we power this show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. I was thinking about the fact that I'm going to hand out Halloween candy at Halloween, since Halloween is on a Saturday, right?
You can't do that because you got to put that sign out every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No candy here because I touch kids. Here's the thing.
Oh, God, I don't think I want to be here now.
Amazon's going to love this read. So I went to Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and ordered all of my candy. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is where you can get all of your Halloween needs, decorations, costumes. They have some of the cutest costumes. And you know what? How bad it is to go to the store and see all the costumes on the floor, to see the costume that the little snot-nosed kids have, and those kids with the rubella all over their fingers have gone through all the costumes. No, cut all that out. Just get it from Amazon. They show up, and if you don't like the costume, guess what? You call up Amazon, you get a return slip, print it out on your computer, pack that bitch up, send it back, and then order something else. No harm, no foul. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Yeah.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
We can't do Lady K wrong by not messing up her intro. She was so kind enough to do that. All right. Well, Anthony, let's jump right into it.
Oh, what?
The Bieber Wiener.
Oh, my God. I'm sticking.
God, Anthony. Whoa. Jesus, man.
That's rated R stuff. So you can't say that.
No, you can say that.
For my ears, it's rated R. You can't say that stuff, right?
You've heard some worse crap than that, Lip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Show me worse.
Somebody must have went to church on Sunday. Have you seen the pictures, Anthony?
I haven't been able to find the unedited photo where they have the little small black box over it or whatever it is.
See me after the show.
Okay.
I have them because I am a journalist.
Ooh.
Whoa. Oh.
Not to be confused with creepy.
Oops, sorry, wrong one. Oops, wrong one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been living under a rock, this is the day that you really want to be watching our live stream today, because we have the Justin Bieber pictures. They are edited.
Aww.
So here is what's happened. It broke the Bieber wiener, the beep, I'm sorry, hashtag Bieber peen.
Can we call it BB Wee Wee?
We can call it
BB Weenie.
The BB Weenie. So the BB Weenie broke the internet yesterday. I logged into the Book of Faces, and there it is right in front of me. Hashtag Bieber peen, hashtag BB Weenie. And apparently Justin Bieber's was in Boca Raton taking a swim in his birthday suit.
Oh, okay. I
and
like that.
Paparazzi snapped some photos. So if you're watching us live on Ustream, you're in for a treat, because we have the Bieber wieners. Now,
BB Weenie.
We have Justin Bieber's picture up from when he was on the award show. I want to say that was the VMAs, Anthony.
You know, I didn't watch that.
It was something where he came out in his Calvin Klein underwear, but this was probably about a year or so ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't that long ago.
He's not that big up here around his chest area.
Exactly. And I'm not even going to point out the fact that they have edited Justin Bieber's pictures with my cartoon face. Whose idea was that?
Wow.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm okay.
You know you want your face in his crotch.
I want my... Well, after the unedited pictures, I'm sure you would too. So Bieber...
I want one with my face on it.
So we're looking at these pictures of Justin Bieber, and he's blonde, which he is blonde now.
Yeah.
And
what's what, wrong with that kid?
But one thing that I don't see, and it may just be because of the, it may be because of the pictures or because of the distance, I don't see that cross tattoo in the middle of his chest on the pictures of where he's allegedly naked. And I kind of challenge the fact that if that is in fact Justin
that
Bieber.
That doesn't even look like Bieber's face. That's the weird thing. His face, from what I saw, it's really way too thin by the mouth area and the cheeks.
Yeah.
And his cheekbones seem a little bit higher. His face is a little bit longer. That's what I'm noticing.
So you're thinking that so you're kind of along the lines with me where you think that this is not
Bieber. No, because I was super excited. Why do you think I'm not sounding that excited talking about it?
So do you think it's Bieber or is not Bieber?
No, it's not.
I don't think it's Bieber either. So on our view stream and on our live feed, we've got a comparison of the pictures that were shot versus a picture of Justin Bieber when he was on stage. And this is another thing that why I challenge the fact that this is not Justin Bieber, because of the Twitter handles that released the pictures. One Twitter handle was 20 by 20. Oh. Another Twitter handle was Mother Freaking Legend. And another Twitter handle was Daniel Torres _1. You would think that if a professional paparazzi took these pictures, wouldn't it come out from like TMZ?
Yeah, it would.
Wouldn't it be from a more reputable?
It'll be on CNN.
It would be more from a more reputable Twitter handle, other than these what seem like just fake Twitters that have like that are following like five people, but then yet have 300,000 followers now that they claim to have these pictures. I call
this
shenanigans.
This is not reliable. This was something that I saw straight from the beginning, and it's I've seen other pictures.
Yeah,
full on naked, everything's working up and looks way more like him than this photo.
So you're saying that these pictures of BB Weenie is not the real Justin Bieber.
No, I've tried searching for naked Justin Bieber pics.
Has he?
And believe me, there's none out there except for his butt.
I Googled it too. Has he come out and denied that this is him? Has he said anything?
No, from what I've seen on social media, he has not came out debunking. But since he's doing the Calvin Klein, the underwear, I'm thinking that this is just a big publicity stunt, because they got somebody to be a body double, in which Hollywood is really great at doing.
Yeah.
And so they are getting ready for some big hype right now. And plus, Justin Bieber's song is tearing up the charts. So this whole cross-sexuality is really more of a publicity stunt.
So if he's charting right now, there would be no need for him to have a publicity stunt like this.
And it really helps levitate numbers. And he's going to go on concert if he's not already on concert. I have not looked into that. So the more media attention that you get, all of a sudden, boom, you start dropping concerts and just whatever else you need. It's just getting as many markets just to be able to eventually come out with the product that you are trying to sell.
June Tay off the Twitter says that he doesn't believe that it's the real Bieber. Captain whatever, I don't know how to say that, doesn't believe that it's the real Justin Bieber. So it's kind of like mixed reviews off of the Twitter that it's not really, that they don't believe it's the Justin Bieber. Philippius, what say you? Do you think that it's the real Justin Bieber?
Yeah, it don't look like it. He looks like a younger Justin Bieber if it was.
Yeah, yeah. I challenge the fact that it's the real Justin Bieber. I don't think it is. And if it is, what sense does it make knowing that he can't go anywhere without the paparazzi knowing where he is and snapping pictures?
Yeah.
If we can take pictures from space, we can take pictures of your naked butt on the balcony of a Boca Raton hotel. And another thing is that one of the pictures that we're not showing up on our feed is that there was one more picture where it was a wider shot. Oh, there it is. A wider shot where there seems to be some really unidentified people sitting at a table on the inside of the hotel room. What the hell were those people doing?
Yeah, this whole thing doesn't make sense. And what's he jumping over and why is he jumping?
It looks like he's jumping out of the pool.
Why does the pictures look so grainy?
Because the pictures are so far away. But look at it.
Do you see how skinny his face looks on the right? The new. Do you see how skinny his face looks?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It does not look like Justin Bieber.
So you're telling me paparazzi doesn't have a high resolution camera?
They can mix body. They can mix parts of his body into another model and then just gradually blend it all into where you can't tell.
You would know because you're a photo editor, Anthony. You would definitely know that it could
be possible. I've done switching body parts.
And there
very easy.
There are some pretty believable celebrity nudes on the interhighway because I've Googled them. What? There are some pretty believable, but it's clear that they are fake. You know, like the one fake picture of Justin Bieber doing motorboating one girl at a club. That was clearly a fake picture.
Yeah.
It was very manipulated. So I call shenanigan on these. I really call shenanigan on these because if he's charting right now, I don't think he has any reason to do this type of stunt. And I think that even though Bieber is a wackadoo at times, even though he does things purposely to draw attention to himself, I really don't think that he would go this far. Or I may be wrong, but that's honestly the way that I feel about it.
No, I don't think that it's him. I just think that it's easier to do a photo like this in a country where they probably don't have laws objecting to nudity out in public.
Not in Boca Raton. I mean, the Americas, I believe, are the most scared country in the world.
Yeah.
We are so scared of nudity. I wish we were a little bit more liberated because there are some pretty fine-ass people out there that I think should not have clothes on. What?
Yeah, so I think that they're just taking advantage of... because he's out there, so it's easier just to be able to do something that he doesn't even really have to be on set for.
No.
And it's going to generate a lot of different
things. I don't know, and the fact that he hasn't come out and said it, and Justin Bieber is very active on his social media, he's very active with pictures, and you know what, I call shenanigans on this. I say it's not him. Anthony, what's your final take? You think it's him?
It's not him, because look at this picture right there, right? That looks way more like him, right?
That looks way more like
him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's Bieber. That's the Bieber.
And this
Bieber
is a lookalike. And this is a guy that looks like him.
So that wasn't Bieber. Anthony is showing me the picture of...
Yeah, I'm actually looking up different...
You are. It's radio, Anthony. Anthony's showing me the picture of the Justin Bieber guy laying in the hospital with the headphones on in the hospital bed, and we can't show it on camera because there's something very inappropriate in the picture.
Very inappropriate.
And let's just say it's an Ildo day. In the picture, so we can't show that. All right, Anthony.
So
picture manipulation, like if you're going to join us at the Vapor Dynasty Expo next month, there's going to be a banner that has my picture on it. That doesn't look like me. I am not that pretty a person. People are going to look at that, come around the corner, and say, "Where is Corey?" There's nothing but a big fat guy sitting there talking to
a
microphone.
I'm going to find a naked picture of Cedric the Entertainer and put your face on him.
Please Photoshop me in a naked pose.
Okay.
Please.
I would totally do that. I'm so down.
Twitter it or email it to Fat Guy Radio Show. Please superimpose my face on a naked body.
Okay.
I want a public...
On Oprah's.
I want a fake nude of me. Do it to Philippians too.
Oh yeah, he's
take
gonna
one
get
to Philippians.
James yes, Franco's body. He'll work for James Franco's body. All right.
Wow.
I want a fake nude of me and Philippians in my email by next show. FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Send
that's
it in.
That's wrong.
That is not wrong. And you know what? Make one to detail. Oh, wait, I already have one of those. What?
I'm going to quit next week.
Oh.
You can't quit next week.
After the show.
I'm putting it in my 2-week notice right now.
You can't do that. So, final word.
You can't
final
leave.
Final word on BB Wee Wee.
Oh, it's a fake.
It's a fake.
Publicity
Philippians,
stunt.
You think it's a fake?
Of course it's a fake. Why would it be real? It's not. It's impossible.
All right. I say it's a fake, too. Down with the BB. Wee, wee. It is not real.
Nope.
I have. You know I am a huge.
We know you're huge.
A huge pedestrian. Yeah, you're a huge pedestrian.
We know you're a huge American.
I am a huge American. Los Estados Unidos. I am a huge.
Avocados from Mexico.
I can't get to it because I'm going to this bed. Sorry, Lip. I am a huge American. And when I think of America, I think of Texas.
I think of the red, white, and the blue.
I think of tamales. I think of the red,
that's Mexican.
White, and the blue. And I think of Anthony's people. Coming in here to take away my red, white,
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I think of burgers, pizza, hot dogs.
I only had a bag of chips, a small bag of chips.
All of those American cuisines.
Hamburgers.
I set that lip if you were paying attention and not doing your own show with Anthony.
Meatloaf.
He's not only a singer, but he's
what
an
about
American.
Lays?
He's an American cuisine as well. Huge I am. In America.
Oh my God, he sounds like an obese Yoda.
Oh, that's Yoda.
No, that's Chewbacca.
I did Chewbacca, you said Yoda.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway. You guys know that I'm a huge Apple apologist. I have an Apple MacBook Pro. I have an Apple iPhone 6.
But he refuses to eat the real apple.
No, I do eat real apples. I just make sure that they're baked in a pie. And I have an Apple iPhone. I have an Apple iMac. We have Apple equipment that runs the show.
I even have an Apple.
I have an Apple iPad, Apple Pie. Yes, Lady K, that is definitely American. Mm-hmm. I have an Apple iPad. My little guy, AJ, has an Apple iPhone 6 as well. Yes, another 15-year-old with an Apple phone. I have a lot of Apple, and I don't very rarely have a problem with my Apple products that send me to Apple Care.
No.
I'm one of those Apple guys that don't buy Apple Care because I think it's a waste of money.
It is.
Like when you buy a MacBook Pro, you can get Apple Care for what is it? $200 or $199 or whatever.
It's something expensive.
Yeah, and then when you buy an Apple iPhone, you can get Apple Care and it's like $99. And you buy a MacBook Pro or you buy a Mac Pro Tower and Apple Pro Care can get up to about $400 or $500.
Oh yeah.
And Apple products are not very cheap. At all.
No, first you can easily go in and spend $15,000 if you really want to put the money in.
Exactly. So I had a problem with my personal PayPal account last month, and it was with a purchase that I didn't know what it was because it came through on my PayPal statement as like this hieroglyphics type wording that I had no clue what it was. So I immediately sounded the alarm and I'm like, I don't know what this is. Get this off. I don't know what it is. So I immediately disputed it with PayPal.
Oh, PayPal.
Come to find out that it was a delayed iTunes purchase.
What?
It was a delayed iTunes purchase. So I bought something on iTunes and it took like a month to hit my PayPal account.
Wow.
So when it did, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this is not right. I don't understand what's happening. So when I saw this come across on my PayPal, my mind was like, that's not right. You know, so I disputed it.
Mm-hmm.
And PayPal, right on top of it, said, oh, okay, you're disputing this. Here's your money back.
What?
But we did an investigation and found out that it came from iTunes. So we're going to go ahead and cancel your iTunes wow. linkage. Because my iTunes account was linked to my PayPal account.
Oh.
So they canceled it. What I didn't realize is that when they canceled it, it was going to affect my iTunes updates.
Oh.
So on my phone, if you have an iPhone, you get updates all the time because apps get updated.
Yeah.
The software gets updated. So I go and I get all these alerts, bloop, 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 that keep popping up and telling me that, hey, you got to update these apps. You got to update these apps.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would try to go and update these apps, I would get a prompt that said, your iTunes account has been disabled.
Oh.
And it was because I severed the relationship with PayPal. So they thought it was fraud. So they disabled it. So I had to call AppleCare for the first time. And of course, me being me, I go on and I Google my iTunes account is showing up disabled. I go on and Google it, and everybody is saying the worst possible stories. You got to call AppleCare 4 or 5 times to get it changed. I had to call 18 times. I was on hold for 45 minutes. I called AppleCare, got through in 5 minutes.
Wow, that's fast.
Clicky, clicky, boom, boom. Sandra was the rep.
Mm-hmm.
She activated it. She said, try it now. I went to my phone, my applications, my system. I said, update. The prompt went away. Boom, bam. It was quick. And you know what? She says, because I've been an iTunes customer for so long and an Apple customer for so long, she gave me 4 free iTunes songs.
Oh, nice.
Right? You know what I'm saying? It was a good experience with AppleCare. But when you Google it, you just see AppleCare horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
AppleCare horror stories. All right, we're going to step back for a quick break right here, and we're going to find out why my poop was green the other day.
Oh, gross.
After I had a burger from Burger King.
You
the Halloween.
Sick. We got to put you down. God.
I'm not long for this world. And you know what? Let's talk a little Halloween. You know what? Matter of fact, let's skip that.
Okay.
I've come to a new realization about sexuality, and I want to discuss that right after this break.
Oh, you're getting very curious now, aren't you?
I'm getting very curious.
Very curious.
Watch my finger. Watch my finger.
Oh, I'm moving to the other side of the table.
We'll be right back
I'm
on
moving.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Anthony?
Yeah?
Your fly's down.
Yeah, it's not working. It's always down. Okay, you're going to realize...
Why do I always see parts of you that I should not see?
Because I'm offering free stuff.
Wow, the goodest...
No,
some free products.
You know what's weird?
Anthony, ever since you've joined us, we either see your ass, or now I just saw Anthony... Anthony Bulge.
Then you should look up and thank God for that opportunity, all right?
Yeah. How much do I owe you? All right, folks, welcome back to the show.
$50,000.
This portion of the show is brought to you
$1 billion.
Halo. I got to do a spot here. Halo Sigs. I should have known never to say anything about Halo Sigs, ladies and gentlemen. You know what?
I'm vaping, baby.
I am. You are not vaping, Lip. You know what? There is nothing better than when I go to my mailbox on the street and I get this little white box. My mailbox is on the street. I don't have like one of those mailbox clusters.
Not in your yard?
No. Well, it's in my yard.
But it faces the street.
It faces the street. You get one of these little white boxes and yours probably doesn't have all this black tape over it because Lip was kind enough to remind me, Corey, you might not want to flash your home address on that
box. Oh, that would be funny.
That would not be funny.
I'll put a picture up later that doesn't have the black stuff on it.
We haven't done that in a while. We do need to post somebody's phone number. But I digress. Halo Sigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Sigs. I enjoy going to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Sigs, ordering myself a refill. And folks, I do it too. I'm not going to lie. I got the packaging slip right here. Can't show that because that's got my address on it too. But I get the packaging slip and I pay full price for all of my Halo Sigs. E-liquids. This was an e-liquid refill. I love going to the mailbox, seeing this cute little white box, and pulling out this beautiful brand new Sub-Zero e-liquid. And if you are good to Halo Sigs and you open up this little white box, they'll throw in a little extra, and they threw in their a 10 milliliter bottle of their newest flavor, Devlin. I cannot wait to try Devlin. and I love my little white Halo Sigs boxes when I go to the mailbox and they're there. Get yourself one of these little Halo Sigs boxes yourself at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs. Halo Sigs, I am vaping, baby! You're right,
just
lady.
Just don't put Corey in the white
box. It smells like butterscotch.
It does? I've never smelled it. Let me smell this little sniff test here. It smells like butterscotch? I can't wait to try this.
Right? Doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, that smells good.
How does it taste?
I'm not much.
You don't want to taste it, Lip.
Oh, no, not the... You'll probably...
No, every once in a while, I get a little e-liquid on my on the tip of my Triton tank system. My lips burn off.
Yeah, you're not supposed
you
to.
You just don't want to kiss anybody for 3 days. It's horrible.
And you know what's weird? I don't really like the smell of butterscotch, but I love eating butterscotch.
It's amazing.
So even though I'm like, huh, I know that this would taste so good.
Halo Sigs, I'm vaping, baby. It's no longer cool to be straight.
Yeah.
It's no longer cool to be straight in America.
Okay. I like that.
I'm sure you do. I've come to a realization, and you can send your complaints to Daniel Taylor at Full Court Press. Okay. I was having this conversation with some people at that place that I can't talk about on the show because they threatened to fire me.
Oh, yeah. The place.
And you know what? It's no longer cool to be straight.
No, it's not.
Because it seems like the straight people are the minority. Now, on my Twitter, I admit I am at least 5% gay. Some people may say more. Some people may say less. You know, I'm not the wiser. But it seems like if you're gay, you're cool, you're in, everybody loves you, everybody wants to be your friend. If you're a lesbian, you're cool, you're in, everybody wants to play basketball with you.
Yeah.
But if you're straight, you're just straight.
Yeah, you don't seem that fun anymore.
There's no pizzazz, there's no bedazzle, there's no kaplinky plinky with being straight.
No, you have that typical life. You got to get married.
But if you're gay, everybody around you is loving on you, buying you things because they don't want you to feel like
you're different.
Like you're different.
Yeah.
So therefore, because we've made gay and lesbian and LGBTQ, LMRSW lifestyles such a hot topic, it has downplayed being straight.
Yeah, it really has.
Does that make sense? It's downplayed being straight. But I'm going to be the guy that's going to say this.
Go ahead.
Being overly... off the Twitter, Lady K says, I'm straight. I'm staying straight. Don't care if it's cool or not.
I'm straight too.
No, you're not. This is a thing.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to do this. This is from Edie. Aunt Ida from John Waters movies.
Aunt Ida.
And she puts, the road of the heterosexual is a sick and boring life.
See, that's so true.
And that came from the 70s.
So we're not cool anymore.
No.
We're not cool.
No.
You know, you see a straight guy walking down the street, you're like, hey, that guy's got it going on. Now when you see a straight guy walking down the street, all you can say is that, hey, there's a straight guy.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And then,
special.
But if you see a gay guy walking down the street, you say, hey, there's a gay guy. He's really happy. He's enjoying life. He's out. He's proud. He's colorful. He's gay. He gets a whole lot more praise. You see a straight guy, it's just another dude walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
Where is the straight people praise? Do the straight people get some proper respect around this town? When did we become the minority in this world? Well, of the gays and the lesbians.
Well, don't worry. We'll get a Republican elected and gay will be going back to sick. So don't worry.
Because before it used to be like an elusive whale.
Yeah.
You saw someone that was gay, you're like, ooh.
Or you throw rocks at it.
Yeah. No. You don't throw rocks at the gay. You see someone that's gay and you're like, ooh, there's a gay person.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you see someone who's gay, you're like, hey, how's it going? You want to go get some coffee? I just want to let you know that even though I'm not gay, I appreciate your lifestyle, so I'm going to buy you a coffee and I'm going to buy you a Louis Vuitton bag.
Straight guys, stop doing that to gay guys because you make it so confusing.
Okay, well, then let me tell you on behalf of the straight people, even though I'm only 95% of straight. Let me tell you something on behalf of the straight people.
What?
When I watch television.
You do?
I watch the Food Network because I am a fat guy.
Yeah, you
I was
are.
Watching Guy's Grocery Game. You really agree with that. I was watching Guy's Grocery Games the other night.
Okay, I've heard of that.
One contestant by the name of from San Diego. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. One contestant from San Diego wanted to win. Female contestant wanted to win because for the purpose of buying her girlfriend a wedding ring.
Okay, I can see. That's an expensive buy, right. So I can see.
Nothing wrong with that, mm-hmm. right? Except every time they went to her commentary, she made a reference to her girlfriend.
Oh, my God. I hate those couples.
I really want to win this. I'm glad that I didn't get chopped in that other person, or I'm glad that I was able to put that dish together because I really want to get a wedding ring for my girlfriend. You know, if I win this game, it's going to be really great for me and my girlfriend. I was yelling at my television screen saying, okay, we get it. You're a lesbian.
You know what? It's actually stuff like that that wants me to go out and protest against gay marriage.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And then I was watching another show. Every cutaway, she mentioned my girlfriend. And you know what? She mentioned her girlfriend so many times, I remember her name. Her name is Angela. That's how many times, Lip, she said, my girlfriend. My girlfriend, Angela. I understand you can go on the TV show, you can go to guys' grocery games, and you can play, and you can play to raise money. But it's the same thing when you have another pussified guy that goes on there who was on an episode of guys' grocery games, uh-huh. and all he could say is that, I'm winning, I'm playing for my wife. I'm playing for my wife. This guy said so much about playing for his wife. And you know what? He said it so many times. I remember her name too, Suzanne. my wife, Suzanne. I'm playing for her. Like, dude, if Suzanne just happened to vaporize off the planet, your life would cease to exist. He didn't marry a wife. He replaced his mother. You pussy-fied Lip whipped son of a bitch. Get over yourself. It's as worse as when you got the dude chick talking about, I'm planning to get my girlfriend dude a ring, chick. I'm planning to get my girlfriend a ring. Just like it is when the straight guy is, I'm playing for my wife. How about you just go on and just win the damn show?
Yeah.
And you know what? Unfortunately, both of those asshats won. And that's what really pissed me off. It's not cool to be straight anymore, Anthony.
Good. Hope your people suffer.
Gay is in, straight is out.
So do we make concentration camps now for
straight people? We have to put all the straight people in concentration camps with nothing but Christian churches all around.
I am Gaitler.
All right, well, where are we at on the show? We're up at the end.
We're on a break, right?
We are up at a break.
Yeah, I kind of figured from the music.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that. Do we have another commercial right here, Lip?
If you want one.
I think we should. We need to do, did we do Full Court Press?
Yes.
Okay, we need to do You Start. All right, folks, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's on You Star Music, Internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this?
One, two, three.
You Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down.
Asking me why. Don't take me down.
Jay Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There.
Baby, you're right in front of me. I'll be there.
Originals by AJ Rodriguez. Wake up.
Something's shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is. You Start Music at YouStartMusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to YouStartMusic.com now.
I can take you to my crib because you know what it is.
YouStartMusic.com.
You know what it is. Give it to me because you know what it is.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
We are the bottom of this bottomless pit.
most podcasters love, my podcast listeners love books on tape. So let me remind you about audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from in their library. You can even use your Amazon Prime account to download books. It's very easy to get started. Simply go to audibletrial.com/FGRS and get a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook. Everything from sci-fi, mystery, educational, and comedy. Why read a book the prehistoric way? Get it on tape. Download it directly to your mobile device. Have your book on the go. Listen while you're waiting at the doctor's office like I was earlier this week. Downtime at school or on a break at work. Something for everybody at audibletrial.com/FGRS. And I did that without clicking over to the Audible Trial imaging on the Ustream. So I'm going to repeat it a little bit more because I have to show that on Ustream. audibletrial.com/FGRS.
You're twitching. What's going on?
I'm not twitching. I have to potty.
Potty? You're a full-grown man.
Let me tell you
why. You're going to go tinkle.
I have to tinkle. If you tinkle when you sprinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy.
Oh, God.
My grandmother used to have a little plaque like that above the toilet. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. Right lip?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And then next to it, she said, if it's brown, wipe it down.
Oh. That's not right. Speaking of brown, wipe it down. Burger King's poop is Burger King burgers, Halloween burgers are turning your poop green.
Wait.
Because they got black.
It's just
buns.
Like Fruity Pebbles.
What does Fruity Pebbles do to your poop?
Make it go green.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I haven't had Fruity Pebbles in so long because I'm an adult.
I can eat a whole box of Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
Oh, God, I love them.
Burger King is a rainbow of surprises these days. The company recently unveiled a black Whopper for Halloween, a version of the chain's signature sandwich served on a dark bun. But people who eat the A1 Halloween Whopper says it goes in one color and comes out another. Wow. The company told ABC News that the black bun contains less than 1% food dye and writes in its nutritional facts that the flavorings and food colorings in the bun are commonly used in the industry and within the safe and acceptable daily intake approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It does not specify which colors are used, but Medical Daily reports that green dyes are often used in food coloring in black food coloring. Whatever the reason, the emerald hue number twos have unleashed the hashtag green poop. Not everyone is put off by the goblin green Halloween side effect. In fact, several customers seem to be looking forward to it. One note of caution, use care when scrolling through hashtag green poop on some of your search sites.
They're going to have to go in and coming out.
That is from the Huffington Post. You know what? I was almost tempted lip to go out and actually get some of these black
You should have. We're hungry.
And pull them in.
Oh, my God.
I was tempted to get one on my way in today, too.
Would you have one? Would you try one, Lip?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I would, too, Ant.
Oh, my God, yeah, I want one.
It's just a black hamburger bun.
But you know what? I've been kind of turned off by Burger King because of a Burger King that's up the street from my house that's franchise-owned, and those guys, they are dicks.
Oh, I hate the franchise people.
They are, number one, and the reason why they are dicks is that remember when Burger King was offering the 2 for $5 Whoppers?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I happened to go to that Burger King, and they're like, I ordered, let me get 2 Whoppers, and I always get it with extra mayo and extra onions, believe it or not. That's how I love my Whopper, extra mayo and extra onion.
That's gross.
So they say, okay, see you at the window. So I pull up to the window, and the guy's like, $8.74. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Is there gold bouillon in this burger?
mayo, extra onions.
How much is that extra mayo and that extra onion? How in the world can you get that much extra onion? Where in the world did they get that extra onion from? Did they get it from the?
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going with this ending. Where'd they get that extra onion from? From the Lady K cryogram wagon. That's where they got that extra onion. From the cryogram wagon, you gonna get you next onion. Lady K gonna write your name right on that onion, and then they gonna sell it to you at the Burger King that's franchise, and they're not gonna give you the 2 Whoppers for $5. They gonna give you 2 Whoppers for $8.67. That's right, $8.67. I don't know where the hell they got that onion and that mayonnaise from, but $8.67, and that kind of burned me on going to Burger King because that's the closest Burger King to my house.
Yeah, I would not go to that one.
I was out. I'm out.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. But I'd try the Halloween burger.
I want to try it.
Why the hell not? I should have brought it in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just send me out to get food.
Yeah.
No.
But we don't have interns.
How do I get it for free?
You show them your Fat Guy Radio Show card.
Yeah. I'm Corey Blaze. Oh, I do have new business cards.
Yeah, you do. They're looking very nice.
Bam.
Yeah, there you go, Lip. Yeah. Be careful what you show because I think my cell phone number is on there.
No, it's not on there.
All right, yeah, I got some new Fat Guy Radio Show business cards. But I would.
So you made cards that you don't want people seeing your number on? What's wrong with you?
I give them out for business reasons.
Okay.
I don't want listeners calling my
person. I can show them this side.
No, because my number's on there.
It says Corey Blaze.
Oh. Yeah, with your fingers. Okay, you're scaring me now. Yeah. That's enough. Off your shot.
Next bit.
That's enough. That's enough. Off your shot. It's over. But yeah, the green poop burgers are there. Okay, Lip.
Well, you almost exposed my face on that one. You're done. You're done.
Your face.
But I'm kind of like out of the Whopper. But not only is the Whopper changing your poop green. Calcium. When you had, what was the saying that you always heard about milk?
Drink it, make your bones stronger.
Drink your milk for strong bones. Ugh. Right, Lip? Have you heard that? Did you hear that growing up?
Yes.
Drink your milk for strong
bones.
He
was out there on the real cow on the nipple.
He was out there just sucking on the teeth.
I actually got goat milk.
Yeah, you were sucking on a goat teat?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
5%. They're saying now that milk does not do as much as we thought.
Well, what
milk
does
do? Milk is disgusting.
Do
to do. I think it is most disgusting thing on this planet.
What you just hawked up off on the side of the studio is disgusting. Milk is not nasty. Yes, I love milk. What do you dip your Oreos in? Water?
I put them in my mouth after I open the bag. Why do you got to put them in something?
Oreo is the dipping cookie.
Milk is Oreo's best friend or something.
Milk is Oreo's best friend.
No. Oreo is you twist, spread, and lick. Okay?
Are we still talking about cookies?
Yeah.
Twist, Oreo. Spread, lick, dip.
Milk is good. I don't even know where I'm going. Milk is good. Calcium is not as great for bones as once thought, according to, of course, reports from New Zealand. How in the hell are all those other third world countries and all those overseas countries the only people that are out there doing research and reports?
Because Americans, we don't hear much about the rest of the road and we don't really know how smart the rest of the road is.
They say that researchers analyzed the results of 59 previous randomized controlled trials of calcium involving more than 12,000 people. The investigators found that increasing calcium intake, either through diet or by taking supplements, increased people's bone mineral density by up to 2%. However, the researchers concluded that this increase was not enough to meaningfully reduce a person's risk of fracture. So if you have weak bones,
yeah,
they break. So they tell you to drink your milk. I mean, that's all what I've ever heard growing up.
Well, they lied.
Clearly.
The whole corporate, whatever they rely on, is a lie.
Big cow. The big cow industry, they've been lying to us the whole time.
Wait, what? They've been lying?
They've been lying.
Oh, yeah. Flash news.
The big cows are lying. Not lying. But milk, big cows are lying.
But just milk is so gross. Like, I have to have it in food, like if I'm gonna bake it, like oatmeal. But
you don't put. Well, how do you eat your cereal?
I put a little small splash in it, and then I just kind of mix it. But it's pretty much dry.
You are such an enigma.
No, cows—they're pumped full of all these chemicals, and then
everything
it goes
we
all
eat.
To the straight. Yeah.
You just said you'll eat a Negro burger to get green poop.
Them Negro burgers got prickles though.
Them Negro burgers is turning your poop green.
White freckled Negro burger.
I would rather put my trust in something big and black than something that's like just white.
Sesame seed Negro burgers is turning your poop green.
I wonder, is that wheat bread or white bread?
It's black bread.
Wait, wait, wait. So do they put these Negro burgers out to scare the white people?
That's it. Burger King has put out the Negro burgers to scare off all us white people.
Oh, 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 so we, us people of color, really didn't get the joke on that then.
Yeah, just me and Lady K.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. I'm sorry, Justin Bieber. We just ran out of... Somebody teach him mic technique to jump off the microphone when he screams. My apologies, Justin Bieber. We ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by the Vapor Dynasty Expo. Yeah. We want to see you there October 16th through the 18th at the Phoenix Convention Center. Tickets at VaporDynastyExpo.com or by clicking the banner ad on our website, Vapor Dynasty Expo. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or get played on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We welcome you to interact with the show by joining us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget, folks, join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity, breaking news, and Justin Bieber, Bieber Wee Wee. At AfterTheLevels.com, check it out. We rely on your word of mouth for everything. Please tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our goal for 2015 is 5,000 downloads per show. We can do it. For executive producer Philippius and Anthony Frosto, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people!
Yes, sir.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. See you in October 17th. See you on October 17th down at the Phoenix Convention Center. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye!
Bye.
Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...